B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
So, Tina.
Yeah.
All right, so you're looking for a guy named Gene?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So what happened?
Okay, so I've been seeing this guy just a couple of dates now, but ever since we hung out, he hasn't gotten back to me.
Since you hung out the last time?
Yeah.
Okay, so everything was going good. So what happened the last time you guys hung out?
Well, the last time we hung out was at his family party.
Oh, no.
No, it was fine. Like, I drank a lot.
Jesus.
But I don't remember anybody saying anything to me, and I was the only one. Like,
okay.
I did a few shots with his dad. He was drinking, like...
Oh, God.
Like, but I don't think anything, like, crazy happened. Like,
all right. Do you remember how the evening, like, do you remember, like, leaving and everything?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I just want to say, honestly, like, I'm fun at parties. Like, nobody's ever complained about me at a party. Like, I'm not a mess.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had people, like, invite me to parties because they knew I would make it fun.
Here's the thing, though. You're saying that you drank a lot and that you can't remember if anything bad happened. So, I mean, chances are you do know that something bad might have happened.
I bet you. You said you did shots with his dad?
Yeah.
I bet you it's something there. Probably... His dad maybe can't handle, like, a lot of liquor. Maybe his dad did something after you left. Maybe he peed himself, pooped himself. I'm connecting it to you drinking with his dad.
Well, it wasn't my idea to do shots with his dad. Like, his dad was like, hey, you know, like...
Yeah, yeah.
Walking around with
and stuff. That's good, because now if we call Gene and he says that's why, we have a defense. We'll be like, yo, dude, don't get mad at Tina because your dad couldn't handle his liquor. He's the one who wanted to drink with her. You know what I'm saying? Do you remember making out with his dad at any point?
Oh, my God.
No.
Okay,
oh my
okay,
God.
Just checking. Oh God, just, no. checking just checking. Just checking. All right. We'll give Gene a call next. All right.
Hello.
Hi. Is this Gene?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. So, Gene, my name is Ramiro, and I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station, and the reason we're calling you...
Hold on. Who the f*** is this? I'm just waking up.
Okay, so, I'm sorry for calling you so early, but we're calling you from a radio station, but the reason we're calling you is because we got your number from somebody who wanted us to reach out to you on their behalf. It's a girl that you know. You guys, she says, you know, she kind of has feelings for you. She feels like you have a good connection. She thinks you feel the same way about her. So the reason we're calling you is because I'm going to tell you this girl's name. And if you are amenable to going on a date with her, we will let you choose whatever location you'd like to do a date at, whatever restaurant. You tell us the place. You tell us the day and the time that you're free for this date. And we'll reserve everything and pay for the drinks and the meal and just see if you and this girl hit it off. And like I said, it's a girl that you know.
So, you're telling me this is a female who thinks we have good chemistry. Man, I bet I know who that is.
You think you know who it is?
Yeah. Is it Tina?
It is Tina. Ah. How'd you know it was Tina? So, I mean, is this a good thing that you know it's Tina?
Yeah, no, you guys, I'm all set with Tina.
Really?
Yeah, no, I'm all right. Thanks, so.
Oh, but okay, could you tell us why? Because, okay, so from what she said, it was your family's party that you guys were at, correct?
Yeah, it was supposed to be just a family party.
Okay, hold on. Sounds here like you're gonna say that I did something f***ed up. And like, every time we hung out, we had fun.
Hold on, that's okay. So, Gene, Tina's on the phone. and she's listening to, and she wasn't supposed to jump in there, but can you explain to us why you weren't excited when I mentioned going back out with Tina? And why you haven't responded to any phone calls or anything?
You better not say that it's because, like, I did shots with your dad, because he f***ing loved it. Like,
oh, no. Yeah, no. It has nothing to do with the shots that you did with my dad. That would have been fine. I mean, we had a grand old time at the party. It was supposed to be a family party. My dad was just retiring and everything, and it's supposed to be a little get-together. But I invited her, and just her, and she must have taken it as a green light to just, you know, invite who the hell ever she wanted. This wasn't a house party. She shows up with a friend and two of her cousins.
Wait, what?
I was just like, yeah.
Okay.
Tina, you brought people?
Well, it's like a celebration, like a house thing. I don't know. Like, it seemed fine.
Wait, so you, they didn't get invited, Gene?
No. It was just supposed to be her. It was supposed to be like a family party for my dad retiring. And then she just jumps in and just invites whoever the hell she wants.
She didn't even ask? She just showed up with them?
No. She took matters into her own hands and invited them.
I need to ask Tina, did you tell him, by the way, I'm coming through with a couple of my friends, or did you just show up with them?
Well, I was with them, and I told him, like, oh, you know, I'll come by later. But I was with them, so...
So you just showed up.
Well, how is it a big deal? It was definitely not a big deal when we got there.
Well, I was with them, so how about you just drop them off, man? Yeah, it was a big deal. Yo, my mom had this set up for, like, a family deal and a plus one. And then now she's trying in a panic. She's got to get more food. She's got to get more drinks. And then on top of that, they're being all picky and asking for special requests. This is a nightmare, man.
They're not picky, whatever. Nobody seemed put out by it.
What is he saying? Let me get barbecue. You've got Dos Equis.
Oh my God.
You're not even saying that I acted up. You're just pissed because my cousin asked for stuff.
You invited them.
Okay. Fine. Now I know. Like, next time you have a party, I'll ask before I invite someone else.
Yeah, next time?
Okay, well, listen, Liz, hold on. This is easily fixable. Like Tina said, next time she will either ask or know not to bring anybody else. She was just trying to, you know, bring life to the party. Your dad likes her. You know, I really think that you guys should just go out again and talk this over.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be a next time. I mean, I don't need to roll with an entire entourage for her. I'm just looking for, you know, some fun for myself, and that's it.
Okay.
Okay, so if you don't, like, fucking appreciate what I brought to the party, and, like, that I'm close with my friends, and, like, my family is my friends, if you can't fucking appreciate that, then I don't want anything to do with you either. But I did give my number to your dad, and we had a great time. Since he fucking wants to call me, I'm up for hanging out.
Oh, yeah. My dad told me that you gave him your number. He also told me to wear a condom when I'm with you.
So. The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@Hot969Boston.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.